Tune to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
And welcome to Community Comment with Terry Bell on 95.3 WBEV, presented by Professional Floor Covering, a locally owned Abbey Design Center located at 713 Park Ave in Beaver Dam. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space. They have over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. It's so much more than floors. They have a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tiles, shower inserts, and more. Speaking of countertops, they can do them in your kitchen or your bathroom. Their material, color, and pattern of a countertop all play a major role in how a kitchen or bath remodel will turn out. They offer a large selection of quartz, granites, marble, and laminate countertops. They can help you find the perfect countertop that fits with both your lifestyle and design. Call 920-887-8341 or go to proflr.com for all your needs. Here is Community Comment with Terry Bell.
Thank you so much, Ashley. We are talking about a very serious topic today, and that is the situation that hundreds of thousands of people will soon find themselves in Wisconsin because of the federal government shutdown and the disruption to funding of the SNAP program. That's going to mean people who rely on food share to buy their groceries are going to be in a tough spot. There won't be any money for payments coming up in November. And to talk a bit more about that, we have with us today Terry Respalier. She's the manager of the Wapun Food Pantry, and she's very knowledgeable about this, has worked for 25 years helping people with food insecurity get what they need for their families. And Terry, thank you so much for being with us today on Community Comments.
Thank you for asking me.
I'm sure people have questions or comments. If you would like to join the program, we invite you to do that. The number is 920-887-9595, or you can call 885-4446. So just to lay things out, because the government has been in a funding lapse since the fiscal appropriations were passed, a lot of programs like SNAP are facing a disruption. So what's important maybe to know is that SNAP is not running out of money because the program itself is bankrupt or anything. It's because the federal funding mechanism, which we call appropriations, that normally supports it, has been disrupted by the shutdown because Congress hasn't approved the money or even a short-term stopgap for the current fiscal period. The USDA, the Federal Department of Agriculture, says it can't lawfully use the contingency money for the regular monthly payments. So if a resolution isn't reached, SNAP will not have enough sufficient federal funds to guarantee November benefits. So Terry Respalier, can you help us fill in any important gaps of information I may have left after that little monologue?
Well, it's, you know, the memos that I am getting from the higher uppers is that they're not out of money. It's just been delayed. That people will get their food stamps. They just don't know when in November. I can give you the word. It says November food share benefits will be delayed. They will not be lost. Accrued benefits prior to November will be available for use in November. When the shutdown ends, DHS will send a communication to food share members notifying them when November catch-up benefits are available, and they should make sure that their contact information is current and also that WIC, Badger Care, and Medicaid are still funded as of now. Everybody's waiting. Nobody knows, you know, what the outcome is going to be, but we're just all waiting to see how this, you know, plays out. And in the meantime, there's a lot of people that are going to be hurting. There's a lot of people that are going to be scared. You know, there's some hopelessness out there. And, you know, hopefully between all the food pantries in the different communities, we can rally around them and try to get everybody the help that they need until this gets resolved.
Mm-hmm. And I want to talk more about that, you know, the help and the very valuable service that you mm-hmm. and other food pantries all over the country are going to be
yes.
serving in the weeks to come. Yeah. What I heard in that message that you just read is that it sounded to me like some kind of optimism that the federal government shutdown standoff can be resolved anytime soon. What if this goes into December or January
right.
or beyond?
Then we're just going to have to, you know, everyone's going to have to batten down the hatches. You know, you're just going to have to be very intentional when you go to the grocery store. You know, you're going to have to be very, you're just going to have to know what the sales are. You're going to have to maybe not, you know, eat certain things that you were used to getting. Which I think with the price of groceries, more and more people are doing anyway, but I think it's just come to a point where we have to make different decisions mm-hmm. for a better outcome.
Absolutely. What kind of optimism do you have that this standoff can be resolved in enough time for people to get back to, you know, way the things that they're used to?
Right. I'm just going to, back in the 30s, I believe it was, the weight of the poor people or people in need, whatever it be, health, whatever it was from, fell on the backs of the churches. And then Teddy Roosevelt decided to make welfare. And now we have this mess that we're in. So I'm hoping that, you know, some of the churches step up and, you know, that the average Joe, you know, says, oh, maybe I should just donate some cereal or a can of soup or something, because even one thing helps. You know, you would be surprised at one bag of food helps a family maybe make it through the week or that, you know. My hope is that it will allow people to understand that, you know, people that need help aren't living under a bridge. They're not living in a camper, although there are, definitely. But the, you know, the majority of the people that use food pantries are working sometimes 2-3 jobs to make it. It's, you know, you used to be able to live on $10-$15 an hour. You no longer can. And so my hope is that this will kind of bring people into a realization that it can happen to them, too.
Well, yeah, I think that's an important thing to drive home. If anybody has the misfortune of following a lot of social media, you'll see if anybody posts about this situation, somebody in the comment thread will invariably say, well, we shouldn't be helping out lazy people. These
right.
people in need should get jobs.
Right.
And that just betrays a gross misunderstanding
yes.
of the situation.
Yes, it does. And, you know, and it makes you feel bad when you do need help, even though if you're working 2 or 3 jobs and you need help, let's say you get a $2,000 medical bill, you know, and there's your budget. So what do you do? And, you know, all that stuff, people's insurance rates have risen. And, you know, there's so many things that when you get your paycheck, it has to go to those things first. And then you're like, how do I feed my family? And you always want a roof over their head. You want, you know, lights on. You want hot water and heat. And then it's almost extra to have your car and to pay for the insurance on everything that you have. And it just takes one little, you know, a broken arm. You know, it takes a fall. It takes something. I fell a year and a half ago, and I was off work for 2 weeks. And you know, it's, you just don't know what's going to happen, what's out there, and how it can really cause you to go backwards. And it's scary for people, especially when they've never, you know, thought, I'll never have to go to a food pantry. I'll never have to do that. You know, I'm content. I'm good. And then something happens and you do. And that's where we come in, and we try to be graceful to them. We try to be hopeful to them. We try to be kind and gentle. You know, and I don't know about other places, but, you know, we have so many hours we're open. And some people, when they work till 5, they can't get there. So I will meet people, you know, after at night. I will meet people there on Saturdays, sometimes on Sundays. And that goes for people donating, too. They can't always get there on the time you're open.
Very good. Want to talk about more about your agency and what you're mm-hmm. doing to help people mm-hmm. in Waupun. We do have to take a quick break here, but we will be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Trees begin to look bare. Unlike our seasonal trees, it's important that we keep the Dodge County Food Pantry full and decorated all year round.
You have the power to help if you have unopened food and beverages that you won't use. Help someone in need. Drop it off from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the St. Vincent de Paul store or at the pantry Monday, Wednesday, or Friday from 9 a.m. to noon.
Their need is great and their supply is small. Be the difference in your community. Donate unwanted or spare food items from your fall cleaning today.
From the floor to the ceiling and the walls in between, you'll find it on sale at Professional Floor Covering during the October Gold Tag Sale. Hi, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, inviting you to shop and save during the October Gold Tag Sale. Save on every Abbey carpet in the store. Abbey carpets give you durability and beauty with a 60-day quality assurance guarantee. No questions asked. Shop our Staten carpet line, offering high quality, beautiful designer patterns and styles. You'll find an impressive selection of stock carpet to shop with 40 rolls to choose from. We're also making it easy for you to go green with a renewable resource. Check out our wool carpet display for a durable, natural stain fighter option that looks and feels great. Shop and save all month long during the October Gold Tag Sale at Professional Floor Covering, 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam and online at proflr.com.
Hey, Mom and Dad, before your little goblins go trick-or-treating this Halloween, send them off with a hamburger or hot dog made with a freshly baked Village Hearth classic bun. Soft, wholesome, and full of old-fashioned flavor, even the most finicky little princess or cape crusader will gobble them up. So this Halloween, fuel your kids with a Village Hearth bun, because as every monster knows, the best nights start with a great bite. Village Hearth, baked locally and delivered fresh daily.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Refresh your home today with window images, blinds, and shades. We have everything you need for updating your window treatments. We carry vinyl, aluminum, and faux wood blinds, cellular shades, and more. Plus, you can get them trimmed to width in-store for free. Also, be sure to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all our great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Community Comment with Terry Bell. Here is Terry Bell.
Thank you so much, Ashley. We're talking with Terry Raspale of the Waupun Food Pantry.
Morning show.
Talking about the situation with the government shutdown and what that's going to create with the people in need. So because of the government shutdown, the new supply of money, the mechanism that opens up the money to be sent out to people who are on SNAP and in Wisconsin Food Share has been disrupted. So 700,000 people in Wisconsin could be without money to buy groceries in a few days. And that's going to create a busy situation for people like who run the Waupun Food Pantry and other food pantries all over the country. We're joined by Terry Raspale today. She is the manager of the Waupun Food Pantry. And we want to talk to her more about what services the food pantry in Waupun provides for the community. If you would like to have a question or a comment on the show, we invite you to call or text 920-887-9595 or call us at 885-4446. So you told me that you've been with the Waupun Food Pantry for 25 years or so?
Yes.
And tell us about the Waupun Food Pantry, what people should know?
It's amazing. The people, I have awesome volunteers that are just, they try to bring joy into the place. They try to bring laughter. You know, confidentiality is huge. And we just try to meet people wherever they're at and whatever they need. I have a Facebook page, and awesome, I'm like, we need, because we give out clothing as well. We need, you know, size 2 toddler something, and, you know, in a couple of days, I'll have bags and bags of 2 toddler clothes. And so then every Tuesday, people can come in and get clothes for their families. I have 4 ladies at work back there with them. It comes to a place where they know you by name, and they make you feel, you know, welcome, and they're happy to see them. And they'll go, oh, I've put this little thing away for, you know, little Johnny because I knew you would like it, you know. So we have that kind of a relationship. And I really am happy about how the relationships are fostered. We don't want anyone to come in thinking, you know, oh, that wasn't a good experience. I'll never go back. And so we always want to make them feel welcomed and that they are somebody. We always want to look them in the eye. We want to see them, because I think we live in a world where people don't get seen and they don't get acknowledged, and sometimes that's all they need. And we offer the food. We have the clothing. I have furniture, beds. I'm also a Salvation Army voucher writer, so I can help sometimes with rent and utilities. And I am very close. I'm in the clergy group of Waupun, so I work a lot with the churches. If I need something, I can call different churches. This is what we need, you know, and it's pretty much there. I love our city, and I just there's so many good people, you know, and you don't hear people mumbling for the most part when they leave, or grumbling. Sometimes they don't like the paperwork, but that's all of us. you know, we do go on income. We have income limits, and it goes on how many people are in the household. We have to have proof of residency for Waupun. If they do come from another area, we will help them with the government commodity food, but not with donated food. That's for our residents only. You know, there's you know, like the Salvation Army, you know, once a year I can help, and then I can't go for, you know, many years. Not like they put it on a calendar and they can come once a year. They can't do that. You know, we do have an application process where we need to see all that stuff and photo IDs, and we want to make sure that Waupun is covered with what it's in need of.
Certainly. So you have this vetting process, mm-hmm. The applications, make sure they're truly serving people yep. in need. How long can they avail themselves to your services? Is this a few weeks, a few months, a few
they
years?
They can come once a month. Mm-hmm. And we've had people for 5, 6 years, 10 years, you know. Some people move away, you know, many get to the point they don't need help anymore. You know, we've had, you know, quite a few pass away, and, you know, that always affects us too, because we get to know them. And we also have a free meal every Friday, and that's in the senior center part of our building. And that is from 11 to 12:30 every Friday. And that is put on by different churches, hosted. They bring the food in. We provide the place and the, you know, the plates and the drinks. And then the churches, or like Kiwanis, Lions, Knights of Columbus, they will come in and bring the food and serve it. And we've been doing that, I think, for 12 or 13 years. And that's pretty well attended. You know, there's been times it's been 45 a week, and I think now it's like 120 something every Friday. You know, we recently moved into this new community building, so it's a lot bigger. We were in a pretty small place before, and it was old, and I loved it. But that was a small dining room, and we would just get packed in there. But it was always fun. You know, it was never, we try not to, you know, concentrate on the bad things. We always want to be joyful and uplifting. And it makes a difference in the whole atmosphere.
I'm certain it does. It makes people want to come back and get the help they need. Yeah. You know, if people have a bad experience, then they might be leaving help they need on the table. And that's what you hate to see.
Yep, we don't want to have any of that.
Very good. We're talking with Terry Raspalier of the Waupun Food Pantry. We need to take a break for the news right now, but when we come back, we'll also be joined by Ted Jun. He's a spokesperson for Second Harvest Food Bank of Southern Wisconsin, and he helps supply food pantries all around communities around Southern Wisconsin. We'll talk with more with Ted and Terry right after the news. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
This is the WBEV Morning Show.
Sherry, Taylor Swift's new album is out, and I'm going to play a song every hour.
Why two?
Because.
I'm overruling you.
It's a,
pick one.
It's a big
and
day.
You replace the other one.
If I don't play them both, you can fire me. One texter says Sherry put on her crabby pants today, and the other one says she's going to flatten my tires.
I would be willing to bet every person that's making comments about my mood is a man.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 95.3 WBEV.
Want to go hunting but not sure how to get started? The Wisconsin DNR has you covered. Before you buy that blaze orange, visit dnr.wi.gov. You'll find everything you need to get started with Wisconsin's other favorite fall sport, including hands-on hunting classes, license info, and more. Go wild in Wisconsin and join the hunt today at dnr.wi.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin DNR.
Whether you're waking up or getting ready to hit the hay, you can always count on great content from 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge in the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump says he has made deals with China after meeting Chinese leader Xi Jinping on the final day of his trip to Asia. The president says the U.S. will lower tariffs implemented this year as punishment for the sale of chemicals used to make fentanyl from 20% to 10%. China has also agreed to buy 25 million metric tons of soybeans from U.S. farmers every year for the next 3 years. The government showdown back in Washington on day 30 on Capitol Hill, some frayed nerves.
John Thune, the top Republican in the Senate, shouting at Democrats as he blocked a bill that would fund SNAP food assistance during the shutdown. Instead, Thune calling on Democrats to vote to reopen the government. 42 million Americans will lose SNAP funding when it runs out.
ABC's Jay O'Brien at the Capitol. Violent attacks carried out by a militant group in Sudan. Hundreds of people killed when the group targeted a hospital in the city of Al-Fashir. The bodies laid out on the streets after the attack. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. A 20-year-old Lamira man is facing child pornography charges for a second time in a little less than 2 years. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office says he was already out on bail on child porn charges dating back to early last year. He faces a few other charges like bail jumping and resisting arrest. The Dodge County Board is putting the finishing touches on next year's nearly $184 million budget. The owner of a $300,000 home stands to pay about $50 less this year in county taxes. The County Board is holding a public hearing tonight with final action set for November 12th. Only 6% of voters say they formed any opinions about the 9 people running for Wisconsin governor. Marquette poll director Charles Franklin says voters are still not focused on the race since the general election is more than a year away. Tom Tiffany and Francesca Hong are the leaders in their primaries. People on food share in Wisconsin will likely lose their benefits this weekend because of the government shutdown. Deer hunters could provide some help. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Deer Donation Program helps stock food pantries. Hunters have donated more than 4 million pounds of ground venison since the program started in 2000. A heads up, when you're driving on County Road A north of Beaver Dam, the speed limit between Buckhorn Road and County Road W was gone from 55 to 45 miles an hour. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office says signs are up, but the many drivers haven't adjusted. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
A dense fog advisory continues until 11 a.m. today. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 54. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 35. Tonight, overcast skies. Highs level off around 52. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently, it's 38 degrees.
Hey, hey, it's Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam in Watertown. Our mega sale's going on, and you can save so much money on Sealy mattresses. Did you know nobody sells Sealy for less than us? Check out our wintergreen mattress, medium, for only $399. You can also take a look at our new Dallas Medium Tight Top, the all-new Sealy Posturepedic line, for as little as $599, or pick your comfort for as little as $999. Choose any queen size, ultra firm, medium tight top, or medium hybrid, or soft pillow top. Pick your comfort with our Hagerstown mattresses for as little as $999. Get $300 bonus cash when you buy the Purple Restore mattress, or save up to $800 off select adjustable mattresses with Stearns & Foster's, Sealy Posturepedic, and Tempur-Pedic with no interest financing for up to 36 months with $19.99 or more minimum purchase. Check out our mega sale going on right now with all of our mattress savings at Slumberland Furniture, Beaver Dam, and Watertown.
Listen to Green Bay football all season long on 95.3 WBEV. Each game will announce a Columbus Family Dental mystery player of the game. Remember who that mystery player is? Then listen to the 95.3 WBEV morning show the next business day right around 8:15. Be the correct caller when we ask who was the Columbus Family Dental mystery player of the game. Get it right and you'll win a Sonicare toothbrush and be entering the drawing for the end of the season mystery prize. It's the mystery player of the game presented by Columbus Family Dental.
From the biggest stars to the greatest moments, Behind the Bucks is Bucks history like you've never heard it before. Go behind the scenes of the Emmy-nominated Giannis documentary. Get the real story of the blockbuster trade for Damian Lillard. Hear the origin of Bucks in Six. It's all on Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Available now on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get podcasts.
These are the happenings in your community. Thank you for joining this edition of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
And welcome back to Community Comment with Terry Bell, presented in part by McKinstry's Home Furnishings. If you close your doors in your home when company comes because of your inferior interior, McKinstry's Home Furnishings can help. They will be happy to sit down with you, discuss your decorating ideas, and formulate a complete plan for any and all the rooms in your home. Just bring them measurements and pictures of your room. Determine any items you wish to keep. Then they can discuss your paint colors, furniture styles, area rugs, and accessories. Combining your ideas and their expertise, you will achieve the room plan you desire while working within your budget. That's all there is to it. Stop in and see them today at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts. Here is Community Comment with Terry Bell.
Thank you, Ashley. We're talking about how the government shutdown is going to affect people on food share in Wisconsin. 700,000 people who buy their groceries with food share will not see that money in November. We have reason to believe optimistically that whatever money recipients have coming to them in November will be made up in the future. But for the time being, it's going to put a lot of people in a bind, and it's going to create a lot of demand on the food pantries that provide a very necessary service in our communities. Joining our conversation right now is Terry Respalier. She's the manager of the Wapun Food Pantry. We invite you to join the conversation at 920-887-9595 or 885-4446. And we're also joined for the rest of the program by Ted Jun. He's Director of Communications for Second Harvest Food Bank. Ted, thanks so much for joining Community Comment.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Tell us a little bit about a second harvest. I understand that maybe it's helpful to think of your agency as kind of a middleman or warehouse that serves local food pantries.
Sure. So Second Harvest Food Bank of Southern Wisconsin is the largest hunger relief organization in southwestern Wisconsin. We exist to end hunger in southwestern Wisconsin, but we partner with nearly 300 programs and partners and food pantries in our region, including in Dodge County. We work with partners with collaboration. We work with them with getting resources. We work with them to understand community needs. But ultimately, brass tacks, we work with many partners to distribute food to them. So, yes, in many ways, you could think of us as like an Amazon warehouse where food pantries and partners and programs can order food that they need to meet their community needs from an online sort of e-commerce platform, and then our fleet of trucks are traveling every single day, making multiple deliveries from like 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. every day to our network of partners distributing food throughout southwestern Wisconsin.
I'll open this question up to both of you, but you know, Terry was telling me before the show that demand has already been up. Circumstances are such that, especially with inflation in recent years and stagnant wages in many situations, that food pantries have already been pretty busy. And in a few days, boy, that demand is just going to be crazy. What sort of situation are you anticipating, you know, after people don't have food share money? Terry, yeah. Ted? Yeah, Ted, go ahead.
Sure. I mean, I can provide a little perspective from just the food bank. So much of what we're doing, as I mentioned earlier, is increasing access to food for our guests and neighbors with our network of partners. So we're working for ways to get food into their hands. We're working in ways to increase distribution. We're working for ways to meet the need. I think one of the things that we're seeing is many of our partners and pantries have already seen increases of 30, 40, and even 50% of folks coming through their doors seeking support just in the last year. And that's long before any of the pausing and SNAP funding has come into play in recent weeks. So our expectation, based on contemporary conversations that we've been having with our partners, as well as observations across the state and the nation, is we're going to see an increase, a surge in people in our communities seeking support. There's a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of anxiety. And I think people are going to be seeking more support because we don't know what the future looks like.
Terry, you were telling me the uptick in demand at your food pantry is the number you gave me was staggering to me.
Mm-hmm. What he said, the last year we've seen an increase, not crazy big like it has been in the last month, though. I'm going to say, you know, 30, 40 more people in the last month, which for a little town is a lot. And I just think it's the times we're in. I think it's just everything is so expensive. And you have to have everything to exist. You have to have your rent paid. You have to have your light bill paid. You have to have all these things in order to make a life for yourself and your family. And that is just, it's harder and harder to come by to exist like that.
Oh, so do you think you will have enough supply to meet the demand in the days and weeks to come?
That's the big test. I've been trying to, all I do is shop. You know, thank God I have good volunteers that know their job well so that I can go and purchase. I'm always looking for deals. I'm always running around. I'm always purchasing things and trying to keep ahead of the game. And now it feels like it's never ending right now. We had the Boy Scout food drive, which was like 2,500 pounds 2 weeks ago. And that was wonderful to see on the shelves, you know, but already it's almost gone. This Saturday, we had the Fireman food drive in Waupun. And I think with the current state of everything, that people are aware of what's going on, I think we'll do really well with that. You know, you don't want to tell your volunteers pack light, but you almost have to, you know, so that there's enough for everybody. I don't know what to, our biggest trouble in the last, I'm going to say 5 months has been meat protein. And even the government commodities that we used to get thousands of pounds of meat from them. And that's last two months we didn't get any meat. And that's been hard. I noticed next week we get it and we will get some chicken, which is good. So I've been having to buy meat, which I've never really had to do, not like I am now. And, you know, a food pantry only has so much money, and a lot of pantries can't afford meat. So, you know, I'm putting a plea out to people. If you have any meat, please donate to your local food pantry. It's so needed. The families need protein. We give out, we do bag lunches in the summer when the kids don't have school. And I told everyone, the churches pick it up and they each take a week. And we do about 120, 130 bag lunches every single day. And I was telling them, you know, buy more meat because these people need protein. And it's just the way it is. You have to have protein, especially if you're elderly or little, you know.
Absolutely. Ted, what's your forecast, your agency's forecast from the supply and demand perspective?
Yeah, I mean, many of our partners are also seeking additional food, protein, fresh produce, milk and dairy. We're working with our food partners at a national and regional level to work as quickly as possible to see what we can do to bring more here in southwestern Wisconsin so we can distribute it as quickly as possible. I think protein and fresh produce, milk and dairy are probably the three categories of food because they're nutrient dense. There's a lot of healthful elements to those foods that many of our partners and guests and neighbors are seeking. You know, like everyone else, I think we're trying to get as much food as we can in those categories. But we know it's a supply and demand issue. So with a lot of food banks, and there's about six of them here in Wisconsin, we're all seeking to try and get more of those foods so we can distribute them to our food pantry partners as quickly as possible. So there are a lot of conversations happening. We're working also with Feeding America. We're a partner member of Feeding America, which represents about 200 food banks across the country. So working with some of their national manufacturers and retailers as well in trying to get more of these foods back to southwestern Wisconsin.
We're talking with Terry Respalier of the Waupun Food Pantry and Ted Jun of Second Harvest Food Bank about the impending food crisis that millions of Americans are likely about to face if the government shutdown continues. We do need to take a break right here, but we will be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Shop the pig! This Halloween, there's nothing spooky about the savings at Fox Brothers Piggly Wiggly in Beaver Dam and Mayville. It's the four-day Halloween sale, happening now through Saturday, November 1st. Treat yourself to 7-Up or A&W Root Beer 6-Packs. Buy two, get three free. Grab a fresh-baked 8-inch apple pie for just $3.99. And from the deli, pick up rotisserie chickens for $6.99 each when you buy two. An easy and delicious dinner. For your Halloween movie night, Screamin' Sicilian Pizzas or Loaded Breadsticks are two for $9. And sweeten things up with M&M's shareable bags, two for $7. Plus, you can fill the grill with Johnsonville Brats 19-ounce packs, just $3.99 after your $1 Pick Point digital coupon. No tricks, just treats and big savings during the four-day Halloween sale now through November 1st. Online at foxbrospigglywiggly.com.
Good Karma Brands is proud to be an equal opportunity employer, providing equal employment, development, and advancement opportunities to all teammates and applicants. To learn more about careers with us, please send an email to talentacquisition@goodkarmabrands.com. That's talentacquisition@goodkarmabrands.com.
Hi, I'm Julia Schultz with Charleston House Senior Living Community in Beaver Dam. I'd love to invite you to visit us this fall. We're offering a great fall move-in special you won't want to miss. Our high-end senior living and memory care community feels like home, with spacious units and personalized programs with 24/7 staff. You can feel confident your loved one is in great hands. Come see what makes Charleston House so special. We're located at 104 Fakes Court, Beaver Dam. Call today to schedule a tour. 920-219-4941.
It's Macy's Friends and Family, the best time to kickstart your holiday shopping with big savings on our best brands like DKNY, Hugo Boss, Karl Lagerfeld Paris, and more at 30% off. Plus, take 15% off Valentino, Gucci, and more top beauty brands. Or Star Rewards members can earn $20 in Star Money for every $100 spent on eligible brands. Going on now, only at Macy's Friends and Family. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Community Comment. Here is Terry Bell.
Thank you much, Ashley. We're talking about the impending crisis for millions of Americans. And here in Wisconsin, 700,000 people who rely on food share, which is funded by the federal SNAP program. Money to buy groceries will be cut off because of the federal government shutdown. November's restocking of that supply of money will not be there. So it's going to be quite a crisis. We're talking to Terry Respalier, manager of the Waupun Food Pantry, about this. We're also talking to Ted Jun of Second Harvest Food Bank. If you have a question or a comment for Terry or Ted, we invite you to call us or text us at 920-887-9595, or you can call our studio line at 885-4446. And I'm sure you both could answer this question, but I'll just throw it out there. One potential misunderstanding we want to clear up, it's not that the SNAP program is run out of money, that it's bankrupt or anything. It's just that the mechanisms that supply the program have been shut down, at least temporarily. Do I understand that correctly?
Yes.
Yeah, can you elaborate a little more about that, please?
Well, you know, the emails that I'm getting are saying that they're not run out of money. There's going to be a delay in the food stamp, the SNAP program, but they will be made up sometime, hopefully in November. You know, we don't know how long this is going to play out. We don't know, you know, the powers that be, when they're going to give in. We just don't know. And that's why years ago I would speak at many churches, many groups, and I would say, you know, one day the crap's going to hit the fan. And that's when you want to know your neighbors. And that's when you want to know that you can count on churches, you can count on different organizations and people to come together and to take care of the communities that they live in, that we all live in. And that day is here. And, you know, I'm hoping that other food pantry managers, directors, whatever, have been fostering good relationships with the people that they can turn to now and say, hey, we need help. And because that's key. If nobody helps, then nobody's going to be helped.
Ted, I was just wondering, you know, a lot of people are perhaps rightfully frustrated that the money is there. It's just that nobody can get at it for the time being.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a very poignant way of putting it. So SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, is completely federally funded. It is disseminated and distributed by the states, but it's 100% federally funded. And as we all know, there is a government shutdown at the federal level, so those funds cannot be released and won't be released until the government reopens.
And in the meantime, I'm guessing that both of you are counting on the generosity of individuals who have food or money to spare to come forward. Have you been hearing from people who might be able to help out in a time like this?
I've been hearing from a lot of people. I'm getting a lot of texts from different organizations, people that want to help. What do you need? How much do you need? You know, give me a list. And Quick Trip just said, you know, because we get their I don't want to say leftovers, but they can only...
There's a certain amount of food waste
because they can only keep it on their heating things for so long. And after that, you know, they used to dump it out. And then we came in and we partnered with them, and they've been very generous. Now, this week, the manager said, we can give you food 7 days a week if you need. And it will be hot. It will be fresh. And so they really are stepping up. They're giving. We have, you know, people that, you know, there's different companies from the county, Dodge and Fond du Lac, that have stepped up and said, we want to help. You know, you just have to be resourceful, and you just have to believe it's going to be there for the people that when they need it. You know, I was listening to you, you know, to the intro of, you know, how many federal employees are now going to have to go to a food pantry because they don't have a wage coming in. So that, you know, all that adds on, you know, to what we were already looking at.
Ted, what has Second Harvest been hearing from people who are in a position to help right now?
Yeah, I think what we're hearing a lot of is there's a lot of empathy, and there's a lot of desire to support Second Harvest as a food bank, as well as the individual pantries in our community. I might just offer a couple pieces of advice for our listeners. If you're able to donate food, if you're able to donate goods, I would highly recommend making a direct contribution to a food pantry in your community, because many of the food pantries that we work with, they do more than just provide food. They often provide wraparound services. So they might be supporting families with diapers or formula or blankets or coats, other social services. So food is just one aspect of a lot of the partners we work with. Right now, a lot of our partners are having to divert funds and resources to spend more on acquiring food, which takes away from their ability to provide those other wraparound services. So I would tell listeners, if you can make a donation to a food pantry, food or otherwise, I would absolutely consider. I would also do it directly. Don't ask them to come to you, because their resources are really strapped right now, and I'm sure Terry can attest to that, where I would encourage folks to go visit a food pantry, make that donation, ask what they need. For those who are able to give financially, we would welcome a donation at Second Harvest Food Bank. One of the reasons why we exist as a food bank is we can purchase food at a scale that John Q. Citizen can't. So when you go to the grocery store, you're paying for that individual commodity, for that one can, one box, 1 pound of chicken at that retail price. We're purchasing food at Second Harvest by the pallets. We're purchasing milk 10 pallets at a time. So think of us like a Costco or an Amazon. We're purchasing at a scale that is extremely efficient in terms of dollars. So when you make a donation to Second Harvest, for instance, a $20 donation at Second Harvest, we're able to provide 5 bags of groceries to community members and to food pantry partners. So just a couple different things that I would recommend to listeners.
In times of natural disaster, I've heard it said many times, cash is better than other kinds of donations of items. That way, the things that are in need can be purchased rather than be left with items you don't necessarily need. Is that true maybe in this case, too?
Yes. We have people, companies that will say, you know, here's $1,000. What do you need? Well, we need eggs. Okay, so that $1,000 is earmarked just for eggs. Another company, you know, here's $1,000 just for diapers. So then I know that we're always going to have eggs, we're always going to have diapers or whatever it is that they want to, you know, support it in. And then others just, you know, give us money. And then I'm running to Aldi's, I'm running to wherever, Piggly Wiggly, and I'm getting, you know, what I can. And because you don't want to always just depend on a box of donuts. You want to get healthy, you know, I order the produce, I order the milk, you know, and we have generous people in our communities. Here's 25 gallons of milk for the week, you know, and they'll do that all the time. And it's amazing, you know, how creative some people can get. You know, they just, what do you need? And if you don't tell them what you need, they don't know. And then you're getting, you know, a box of pencils, you know.
Ted, if people want to help, how can they get in touch with Second Harvest?
Sure. Our website is a great resource, which is secondharvestsw.org. Our website does have a lot of features that can support community members seeking a variety of information. We have a feature where you can find food. There's a map where you can type in your county or your zip code, and you can find a food resource in your area. If you'd like to donate, there are very easy ways on our website for you to click and donate whatever you may be able to afford. We're also collecting food donations, too, here at our distribution site in Madison. We also have a sign-up form for anybody that would like to volunteer their time as well.
Terry, quickly, I'll put the same question to you. Mm-hmm. If people need help or want to help, how do they get in touch with you?
Waupun Food Pantry is 920-324-4000 or 520 McKinley Street, Suite B in Waupun. We have a Facebook page. You're welcome to get on there and or message me on Messenger and let us meet and see what we can do to either help or if you want to help us help others, that's awesome.
Very good. Well, I'm afraid we're out of time. We want to thank Ted Jun of Second Harvest Food Bank and Terry Respalier of the Waupun Food Pantry for joining us on this hour of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It's that time of year again. Playoffs, rivalries, and big-time matchups. Join me, Wally Lukashinsky, and Charlie Dern on the Damn Sports Show. We bring you everything Golden Beaver Athletics, plus the latest on the green and gold up in Lambeau, University of Wisconsin sports, and Milwaukee basketball and baseball. We've got highlights, local interviews, and your takes, too. Tune in each weekday from 4 until 5 on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
From the moment you arrive, so many reasons why.
McKinstry's Home Furnishings is the place where you should be.
Discover the inventory reduction sale at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Hi, this is Sandy. We are having a huge inventory reduction sale. Save big on all in-stock merchandise. For example, Lazy Boy recliners starting at